Even the gypsies are Egyptian. But are they Egyptian or
Italian? No, the Incas. They just armed warriors.
They are wanderers actually.
Mm.
But there are various kinds of gypsies. Now you've got gypsies
in India, we have one.
In this country, it's rather interesting.
Gypsies are all over the world.
Romanics, they are the ones that, they want to have nothing white. They will have white, but not pure white. They will have white, but there will be colors. Now they are real gypsies. Then you've got Shoshone gypsies, Shoshone gypsies, you know, from the fairs, the world
circus.
Yeah. They would mix this other to the top class. They would mix with those, the Shoshone. Then you've got, what we call, Iroquois. What they call men of the woods, crawlers, hedge crawlers, Iroquois hedge crawlers. They are the lowest of the lowest, and they will not associate, nobody will associate with them at all.
The ones that are around here.
But if you have any trouble with them, let me know.
Yeah. Well, two came around here once when we first moved in, saying that Mr. Ruffles had promised them that they could paint the place. And we thought it was a little suspicious the way they were talking, and we watched them. And we're looking mostly to Len, I think, in the glass. Finally, we told them to get off and not come back.
This, if you do get them, let me know. Because I'll soon warn them off. unless of course they want to come here as a visitor.
Will you steal sometimes?
Steal? Oh, yes, they will. Ah, then would you say that? Would you come and tell them they stole them? You wouldn't, would you?
Yeah.
Would you? Would you tell them that? Would you come over and tell them that they stole them?
Sure,
yeah.
If we found it or something.
You wouldn't tell them, would you? Or would you?
Huh? Yeah, that's
true,
we would.
Oh, yeah.
I've had a big Christmas fun.
Yeah. Anyway.
And this is the
property or something that we have to defend.
Yeah. And how would you defend? Yes, how do they defend? Yes, that's true. But that's right, you're the one who said we can do, you know, where's the gun shoot over there?
No, I didn't say that.
So they said they, you know, why would you shoot them? I said, these things are not America. That's the cows. You know the cows?
So it's America, we're using shooting wrestlers.
Yeah. But what are you going to do about your security? Can I talk to this about this? You know, that I might get my
stuff. In the temple?
In the temple.
So gradually we'll be having a lot of jewelry.
Yes, I imagine this. Yeah, this is what's worrying me.
And we have our ruby business here.
Yes, this is another thing that worries me. Yeah.
There's an arcade down there where they're all locked tonight. You see that safe? Big, huge safe in Wilkinson and Wall.
I don't see.
Oh, yes. Heavy, big doors like this, all surrounded with the cement.
We have kept two parents in Mahapur.
Yeah.
Because nowadays there are the taxis.
Yeah.
If you require them to keep parents.
If you require two more, then see, but we can keep parents if you require us.
You wouldn't have known. I don't know.
I wouldn't have.
No. Really no. Not if, unless it's necessary, but I doubt it. I would have to say that you want a firearm to kill vermin.
Oh, yeah, not that. No. Interested in killing.
No, if you understand. Yeah. Like rabbits or eyes like that. So
what
do
you think? If we wanted to keep a firearm, we'd have to go down in the book that is for killing animals. That's legitimate business. Otherwise, you're going to get licensed for using it for defending the property.
Okay.
So we accepted that
we
put an alarm system in
and
he puts rules in the TV.
Oh, yeah. Yes, put an alarm in,
yes. Yeah. Staying in the natural still in the country.
Yeah.
Even in London, they haven't had any of much trouble.
Well, no. But you see,
in America, that's it.
There are some people that would be what?
The people of the Lord.
Yeah.
I was in Butler.
Yeah. Especially in many schools.
Yeah. When you get some charges, you do get burglars. You know, people will break in, housebreak.
Oh,
you get a housebreak, so yes. Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, yes, when they do go, in, it's quite a lot of stuff they take, so.
There's nothing here to
take. No, I know. Well, that's you keep it like that.
Yeah.
But the point is.
Except for the deities around there, we have some alarm system, perhaps.
Yes, and have this, or a beam,
photoelectric.
Now, the photoelectric shots, this is a very good thing, because any movement and they are so timed that it won't operate on a bit of fly.
Yeah, I understand.
A being. So I'm with a human being.
Yeah.
And this is quite a good thing.
This is the type of alarm system which shines a light across the openings in the house. So if any person passes across the light, it will break the circuit and alarm will go off.
But that's the only thing is, but is there anything else that you got? I think, as I say, give them time, a bit of experience, but I do feel that a lot of little things which you do in the temple, and I appreciate this, but I think that they, to try and outside, until people accept.
Yes.
But at the same time, I don't believe that you've got to change all your principles out just to bring people outside.
No, you do.
There's only little things, you know, to me. I mean, you come past me at my house and I'm not make any difference to me at all. And I don't suppose it makes any difference to certain other people, but there's just a little bit of nuclear that, will sort of catch on to it as a means to their own end or to justify their rooms, I suppose. This is what I think. But anyway, we can sort out that as we go along.
Yeah,
possibly about next year. There may be something someone else may have bought another the house. So there'll be rumors about that.
In America, we are recognized by the police. We have 12 years peaceful persons.
In America, we are recognized by the police as peaceful persons.
That's right.
Every Sunday we want to have the neighbors come and say we have every Sunday at peace here when we went to the village.
Yeah.
Or many people will come from the public on Sunday, but in particular the neighbors.
Well, while going on, we had this, you had a meeting with the trust.
Yes.
This trust, the village trust, the village trust, right? This is a good idea.
Yeah.
Because you've got the cup of discernment on the ball down, you see. And so, when you've got the chairman is discussed properly, they will spread it out.
Right.
They will say, what you've said is a noble doing, you see. And this will be that.
The quality will be established by them more or less, won't it? Like, how even should we go at this story?
No, you're getting the wrong idea. First of all, you've got your principles. You've got your independence. Same as I've got mine. Right? It is your place. This is your home. If I don't like the way you live, that's entirely not. I don't have to. I can either shut my eyes to it, but I don't have to turn away from it.
Yes.
Say, well, you may not like the way I live.
Yes.
Right? Yes. So you'll have to set my misgivings. Alright, I'll respect your misgivings. But I'm not going to create a good impression. I'm not going to think, well, I mustn't do that because I'm going to upset Mrs. Smith. I mustn't do that because I'm going to upset Mr. Jones. And if I do that, I shall upset somebody else. I mean, if you're going to do that, then life is going to be a misery. But the point is this, that if you just act as you are, and if you don't mind me saying, are these little things which come back to me, and thinking of it logically, and in a common sense point of view, I don't think it's necessary. But you can totally mind my own business. Well, I'm not here to dictate to you. Now, you must remember that. And the only time I should dictate to you is if you commit any offence outside the road where my jurisdiction starts. Or there is a serious incident in the temple which I would have to come out and sort out. Now can you follow me?
Actually, we would appreciate it if you would tell these things that the village people are thinking this, thinking that. If they're feeling unhappy about something, it's something that we can change,
let us know. Well, I mean, but you can't do this straight once we're building the day.
No, you cannot set it straight.
You cannot set it by everyone.
We cannot change our policy.
No, about our external behavior. Think that they are finding bothersome. Like we are chanting loudly on the street or in the doctor's office.
Do you agree with that, though? That it was not necessary to say, Charles, continue it out in a doctor's surgery?
No.
I don't think so. I mean, I wouldn't go around in the road holding up my book which tells me about the law. You know what I mean? I would be reading my law inside my office if I'm not certain of it. Just these are the things, but there again, if you want to, you can do it.
So what he means is that whenever he hears the sound incident like the doctor's surgery, should he tell us or not? And I say, you should tell us, so we'll go. And it's nothing important, we can correct it.
He should generally know that we may take further chanting Hare Krishna loudly. Others may not.
Right.
That is general. So, when we go, others play, we may not chant loudly. Simply chant in such a way you can hear this.
Yeah. Yeah. This is good. Yeah.
That means you want to stop chanting.
No.
But then, please. Not that you have to advertise yourself, your chanting.
And because you see, this is the thing, you know, people say, so you know what they call me? They know, I mean, what they say, don't you? Harry Griffin on this side, Harry was on the other side. Harry Griffin on this side, and Harry Edwards on the other side. That's me.
You never crossed the road.
I never crossed the road.
Harry Griffin on this side, Harry Edwards on that side.
Did you get it?
His name is Harry Edwards.
Oh, I see.
My name is Harry.
So the people who are...
They're good men.
Yes,
I'm your man.
That's my name. Yeah.
But when I ring up the station, when somebody is disturbed, you can say, I'm calling Mr. Harry.
When I ring up the station in the morning,
you say,
I say, oh, Hare Krishna. I say, Hare Krishna to you.
So in some way or other,
you're doing what you're asking to do, aren't you? Psychologically.
Yes, they don't
really want to be forced to share. Yeah, but no, I think Jesus, you know, and I know,
the people chant Hare Krishna by seeing us.
Yes.
Everybody
Harry Edwards.
You say it?
Yeah. So therefore, really, if you look at it psychologically, you achieve your object without them knowing.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's why we dress this way. Every time we go and speak, everybody that speaks, they're one of the Hare Krishna people.
Yeah.
That's Hare Krishna one of them.
Yeah. But you think, I suppose, it's like everything else, they would get, they would be residual.
I don't know.
They're very quiet, if there's a problem. As far as we are concerned, as far as the police are concerned, we can find nothing wrong, you have done nothing wrong. Nothing wrong, I mean, I didn't know what you're supposed to do. I didn't know what you're supposed to do wrong anyway, but that's what as far as we are concerned. And we do have this liaison, you know, I must keep in liaison with you. So if I come over here, gentlemen, you must realize that I am not here for the purpose of say spying, if you may think this. I don't suppose you do. But this is brilliant anyway, but I don't know if I have to say my welcome.
We feel very good when we see you here. We feel very pleased to see you on the
ground. But don't forget, gentlemen, to say, I must realize that I still have a lot to do, and if there were some things which I think you shouldn't miss out on, I'll do so.
You can read this letter. There are so many people, they offer their flesh for our temple. Just now we have received this list. One body is offering his.
Yeah, I wrote that letter from Guyana.
Yes.
He wants to write to
his list. In India, there is a Bengali gentleman, he was offering two grants, one Alatala and Agra. The people are still willing to cooperate in religious movement. For 45 minutes. Hey, I was going to battle.
Yes.
So some young men by seeing us began to chant Hare Krishna.
Yes.
So everywhere we go, as soon as people see us, they say Hare Krishna. In Montreal, when I was going on road, the children would chant Hare Krishna. So it is now
Last summer we were walking in with the St. James Park.
Yeah.
Around that park.
Yeah.
And one old bum was there on the park bench. He went by and said, Hare Krishna.
But I still, you know, I think that in some ways, and you to a certain extent, I suppose you must adapt it to, in a common sense,
way, and also come to the site to work on the earth, you know. But these things who have a lot of species of trouble, I think that the festival really has done a lot of good. There has been a bad feeling. They didn't know anything about it on Tuesday, did they? You had 1,000 people here on Tuesday.
Yeah.
1,000 people.
Yes.
But they didn't take any notice of that. On the Wednesday, which is your birthday,
yeah.
You have the youth, the young.
Collected.
And we were quite satisfied. But as I say, you can see some people, how did you know this? So with those people, I think we just had to get on with it. That's all there is to it. Well, I think I did have taken up this divine grace time enough.
No, yes, later.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right, what you say, so I felt I had to go soon because I've got some writing to do. But if there's anything that you feel that you want to ask me or
I tell you. Oh, amen. You don't be much better than that of you, okay.
Okay, well.